Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Standard ka-chink Motown rhythm that goes along, yet the ache and the sort of languish which she brings to her vocal really brings it alive in a way that lesser singers would not be able to do. I think it would be fair to say that she was a really remarkable singer, and who knows what she would have gone on to achieve had she managed to have harnessed that talent more productively.
Yes, I almost think sometimes some of the upbeat tracks on Back to Black almost disguise the depth of some of the depressive subject matter on the songs, and that certainly the live shows I saw, which obviously became increasingly shambolic, again, I didn't always get the subtlety of her singing came across. I think there was sometimes almost a default style that she got into. And it's great to hear, you know, the voice really coming through on that record.
I think another facet of what made her so remarkable was her lyric writing as part of the songwriting, which is that her lyrics are very are quite extraordinary when you look at them closely. So Love is a Losing Game, the last stanza of that has her saying that over futile odds and laughed at by the gods, and now the final frame, love is a losing game, as if she's in playing pool, a game she liked playing a great deal in her local pub. And there you have this quite profound idea of love as part of some great cosmic game in which we never end up having the winning hand.
Yeah, well, there was that line as well, isn't there? Love is a losing hand, more than I could stand. And that may be another sort of epitaph for her, because she loved very hard and she loved recklessly, I suppose, and fell on hard times perhaps because of that emotionally. I mean, I think her father actually said that she was, you know, happy in her current relationship during his eulogy in the funeral service. So, you know, perhaps we won't know. But obviously the relationship with Blake, who became her husband, inspired Back to Black. And that was always the great turbulent relationship which skewed her life, I suppose.
I think there might be, though, be a danger. It's impossible not to, in a sense, because her life was so turbulent. But I think there's a danger in reading too much of that life in her music, because it's also very artful. It's very cleverly constructed and put together. She sings with great emotion, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's unmediated emotion, emotion which hasn't been sort of thought about and somehow sort of turned into